Good evening. I'm John Marks, and this is New Times, New Ways of Living. Tonight, my guest is Stephen Seal, the Vice President of National Bank. He has written a book called How to Plan for a Better Future. It's always interesting to hear your ideas, Mr. Seal. Our topic this evening is bartering, a way of getting more but spending less. Today, groups of people are getting together to design barter networks. For many reasons, they feel that exchanging goods or services with other members of their network is better than paying for these things.
Yes, I've been reading about this, and, you know, it's really not a new idea. Trading is the oldest way of doing business.
That's true, but it's becoming more and more popular today. Some people believe that they're spending too much and not earning enough. To help solve this problem, they find others who feel the same way. Then they make a list of goods or services they can give or borrow from each other. It's cheaper than buying new stuff in a store or paying someone to fix something or provide another service.
Well, I understand why this is happening. But I think there are several problems with going back to an old way of doing business.
Why don't you share your thoughts with the listeners?
Of course. First, I think if you can't afford to buy the necessities to live, then you don't know how to control your money. I bet this is the real problem.
Well, some people feel that many goods are too expensive, even if they can afford to pay for them. They would rather exchange used items that have equal value.
That may be good for them, but it's not good for America. We need to make more goods. If we can't do this, we won't be able to keep up with the richer nations.
Well, that's an interesting point. It's almost time to go. Any other thoughts?
I really don't understand why you'd be interested in exchanging a service with just any other person. Say, for example, I wanted to learn to play the drums. I'd go to an expert. I'd pay for the best teacher that money could buy. Of course, it would cost more, but if it's more expensive, it's better. And the most valuable things in life are often the most expensive.
Well, that's it. I believe we're out of time. Thank you, Mr. Seal.